We have a tradition in our church of celebrating feast days and solemnities. And those solemnities usually point to the mission of Jesus or to some saint. You know, St. Joseph, the Blessed Virgin Mary, St. Peter, St. Paul. But today's, you know, solemnity points to God himself, the Trinitarian God, God the Father, Christ the Son, and the Spirit that sanctifies. God the Father, Christ the Son, and the Spirit that sanctifies existed way before time. They are not created. They are not creatures. They are simply there. But they are of the one substance. It is the Father that unites the Spirit to the Son. It is the Spirit that unites the Son to the Father. And it is the Spirit that unites the Father to the Son. They cannot be divided. They are not material. This is where we have our faith. You know, we hear from our first reading from the book of Proverbs about what time was like before the earth was created and as the earth is being created. And God takes delight in human beings. However, he needed a human being, so he sends the word of his word into the world through his Son, Jesus Christ. It is from there that the Spirit follows Christ. It is the Spirit that is shared with us when we are baptized and that we are called to be a people of hope, love, and joy. But very often, we do get distracted. We ask the questions, where is God in my life? Or, God has become something else for me. It is the nature of my work. It is my relationships with other people. With some people, their God is the material world. For some, it can be a form of addiction, whether it be alcohol, drugs, or pornography, or a combination of all three. Again, where is the awareness of God in one's life? As I said to you earlier, we believe in the Trinity, a triune God, three persons in one, one person in three. With God's awareness, we become aware of how God works in our lives, and we do come, you know, together as an assembly on Sunday to hear the word of God, and to nourish ourselves with the body and blood of Christ. But we are called to do a little more. We may have our devotions, we may say the rosary once a week, some people say a chaplet to Divine Mercy, all fine and good. But it is that day-to-day encounter with God that we become aware of how we are to move and act. The writer Tolstoy writes in a diary that one particular day he was praying in front of an icon of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And after that prayer, he goes outside to his balcony and looks up. He sees a very, very dark sky. And with the dark sky, there are these bright stars coming out of, you know, out of the horizon. And he is moved by that, and he feels, you know, that this is something wonderful and marvelous. And he hears an internal voice. He is here. Kneel to him and pray to him. My brothers and sisters, that is God. And that is where we are to take that time in our daily lives to be able to find where he is, to kneel and to be sit, to sit and to be still. It is from there that we do hear the word. It is from there that the Spirit comes upon us. Joy, peace, hope, charity, self-discipline, self-awareness all flow from that. It is from there that we grow stronger as one body, one church. So my brothers and sisters, as we continue with this liturgy, let us always be aware of how God works in our lives. And that is not something created. It is something that is not here for a short time, but always dwelling among us, in our thoughts, our minds, and in our hearts.